The promotion for a California radio station probably seemed innocuous enough to the uninformed. The idea was that the person who drank the most water during a 3-hour period and held back from going to the bathroom during that time won a computer gaming system. But one of the contestants died. The complaint her family filed against the radio station says that she died from water intoxication, a condition medical experts say is caused by an electrolyte imbalance from drinking too much water. The woman's survivors have sued for wrongful death and for negligence. The radio station and the announcers who helped promote the contest are the defendants in the case. This isn't the first time a radio station promotion has gone terribly wrong. The most famous case in the law books concerning radio station liability for a contest is also from California. In 1970, a station with a large teenage audience ran a promotion suggesting that listeners drive around and attempt to find an announcer who called himself the real Don Steele. Here's part of one of the teases. "The real Don Steele is moving, so be on the lookout for him. I'll tell you what will happen if you get to the real Don Steele. He's got $25 to give away if you can get it." With the $25 lure, a couple of teenagers attempted to follow the announcer from one location to another. One in this hot pursuit forced a car that was not involved in the chase off the highway. The man inside the car died. One of the teens stopped. The other continued on and won the prize money. The man's survivors sued the radio station and won. The court found it foreseeable that teenagers would drive recklessly in order to be the first to find the real Don Steele. It held the station responsible for the accident, especially because there had been similar chases, what the court called a competitive scramble, in the past. There are other decisions in favor of plaintiffs where the contest outcome wasn't so tragic. In one, the radio station held a casting call for a reality show, and one contestant knocked another to the ground. The court allowed part of that case to continue. And a radio station in New York faced liability for its ugly bride contest. There, callers suggested which of the week's brides featured in the newspaper was the ugliest. The court ruled that a jury should decide whether the winner had suffered intentional infliction of emotional distress. Now, sure, not all promotions cases lead to a plaintiff victory. When a New Orleans radio station announcer helped to promote a young person's talent show and a girl died when her grass skirt caught fire, the court refused to find the radio station liable under the circumstances. And when a man argued that he deserved $25,000 because an announcer had read titles of songs and names of artists between songs, despite a promise to play 3 in a row commercial-free, he lost. The court let the radio station itself define the phrase commercial interruption. We don't know as yet what effect these older cases will have on the new water intoxication case. All the facts have yet to come out. But given this history and the potential for liability, if I were a promotions director, I'd check not only with the station's general manager before running any contest, I'd also check with the station's lawyer. I'm Amy Guida.